President Trump blames the rise on his predecessor. On ending Russia's war in Ukraine, Trump says he and President Putin will likely meet in Saudi Arabia, but did not indicate when.
I think I can say with great confidence he wants to see it ended also. That's good.
In his first trip to NATO as U.S. Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth says the Trump administration is looking at out-of-the-box ways to bring the war in Ukraine to an end, but that does not include U.S. troops.
President Trump has been clear with the American people and with many of your leaders that stopping the fighting and reaching an enduring peace is a top priority.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids Legislative Committee voted earlier this month to move forward an ordinance banning the addition of fluoride to the city's drinking water. Several professional opinions were shared during that meeting, stressing the benefits to public health, especially to poorer populations. The Wood County Health Department had a representative among those who spoke, and they are continuing to share information on their Facebook page on the improved health outcomes as a result of community water fluoridation. Children with poor dental health are more likely to miss school days and have below-average grades. Adults who have unhealthy or missing teeth are at a disadvantage when seeking jobs. The Wisconsin Rapids Common Council will be voting on the ordinance at the next meeting on February 18th. It will be at the Wisconsin Rapids City Hall next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Snow has begun here in our listening area. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more information to help you get ready.
The 1-2 punch of snowfall hitting the state starts today, followed by another storm Friday and then a blast of cold to kick off next week. Gather supplies in case you need to stay home for several days without power. And keep in mind each person's specific needs, including medication, and don't forget the needs of your pets. And if you must go out, make sure that your vehicle is in good working condition. Fill your gas tank before the storm hits and check that your car's emergency supply kit is fully stocked before traveling. Limit your time outside. And if you do go outside, wear layers of warm clothing and watch for signs of frostbite and hypothermia. Heat your home safely. Remember to keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from items that can burn and plug them directly into the wall, not an extension cord.
This Friday is the Washington School Carnival at Washington Elementary. It's from 4 to 7 p.m. on the 14th, and they will have games, food, a raffle, and prizes. It's only $5 to enter, and raffle tickets are just 50 cents. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks in Minnesota. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at the Target Center. Giannis still out with a calf injury. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to figure out playing time for the new guys acquired in the Chris Middleton trade.
It's tough because it's more than, it's easy with one guy, you know, but we have multiple guys that we're trying to squeeze in. And we got to find out because we have guys here that we like. So we have to find out in these next 30 games. So it's important.
College basketball, Marquette with a win at home last night over the DePaul Blue Demons, 68-58. That snapped a three-game losing streak for Marquette. NFL, Packers quarterback Jordan Love on the Kay Adams Show says he and his fiancée, Ronica Stone, are deciding what snacks to serve at their wedding this spring.
Well, the important thing for both of us, this is pretty cool, you know, being from California, like, we were like, we need an In-N-Out truck at the wedding.
Let's go. It's amazing. So you're going to have one at the wedding?
We're going to have an In-N-Out truck, yeah.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Flurries and snow showers this evening, a cloudy sky overnight, and a low close to zero. For tomorrow, a clearing sky for the afternoon, highs into the low teens. Then snow chances return on Friday, accumulations likely again. Currently, it's 4.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Tariffs, inflation, and shutdowns, oh my! How Donald Trump is stealing the financial futures of Wisconsin families. We discuss with Tom Paulswitz next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who believes a penny saved isn't jack sh**, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Kicking off hour number two on this Wednesday night here at Nightlight. Great to have you with me. 7,000 Apart coming up at 7:20, one of our favorite musical acts. They will be joining us over the stream from Sweden and be back in Green Bay soon. But they have new material, and they will give us a sample of that coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, we have a few more minutes with actor Glenn Morshower. You've seen Glenn on 24 and Bloodline and maybe King of the Hill, Friday Night Lights. He's got this incredibly extensive acting resume. Glenn, what do you have coming up? Anything new coming out that we can see you in?
Well, right now, what I have coming up, Pete, is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on WGBW Denmark.
Wow, you did some serious homework there during the break, my friend. I appreciate that. And it's great to have you here. We can't pay you, unfortunately, although I was ready to put you on a plane when the stream wasn't working very well. But it's great to have you here. Hey, I want to play this clip if you're okay with this. We have I have you giving advice on acting. It's about 2 minutes long. Sure. I'd love for you to explain this clip, but I really want people to hear it. This is Glenn giving acting advice. It's just great stuff, and then we'll break it down with Glenn after the clip. Go ahead, Conrad.
I discovered that actors, for some reason, have a difficult time when they're going to the big show, when they go to the big meeting, where, let's say, someone recognizable is in there. I remember, for example, today, Henry Winkler will be seated two tables over from where I am. I went in and saw the setup. Many, many years ago, I went in for a read where Henry Winkler was one of the executive producers. And just the image of him alone, the Fonz, you know, there, for a lot of people, would make for a very intimidating outing. And so what they're able to do in their living room with their wife or with their mother or sister, brother or cousin, and they're able to relax, all of a sudden they see Henry Winkler and their knees start shaking and their hands start shaking and they perspire and maybe they get that little quivering thing in their throat. And then all of a sudden, and I know this from experience, I ask actors, how many of you have ever had the experience of the finest version of the audition be the one that takes place in the car on the way home after the audition? And they always raise their hands like, yeah, well, so how could you become that relaxed while you're in the real deal when it matters most? And I decided that in order to just practice a relaxation technique, and it was only an experiment, I didn't need it, I was always at ease in these meetings, I decided to fill my shoes with syrup. And actual maple syrup. Let me look here and say maple syrup. And so I went into this high-powered meeting for a series regular role, and my shoes were full of syrup. And I got to tell you, you can't mess up a meeting when your shoes are full of syrup, because you know what? You don't care. You don't care. Someone greets you and says, hi, I'm so-and-so, and you go, hi. Hi. And that's really what's going on. And what's beautiful is it's a harmless secret, and only you know. Well, I did this for a number of years, and each time stepping it up, and I wound up beginning to put things like bologna and breakfast cereal and whatnot actually in my undershorts. And I moved away from the socks altogether and discovered that food in my undershorts was the secret to success. Now, here's the point. I'm not joking. People go, oh, that's just such a funny bit. That's funny. No, it's true. And I've been doing it for years. So,
Glenn, what food are you wearing tonight?
Well, I'm not sporting any this evening, but Pete, I would have been happy to have told that story live without the background. That was at a Comic-Con, so there were people all around us during that interview. But it's 100% true. It was a series regular role, and I went in, circled around, went back into my house. My wife asked me if I had forgotten my keys, and I said, no, I just heard a whisper. There's no part of this story that's embellished, and I'm someone who obeys his whispers. So I had a whisper, and she said, what'd you hear? And I said that apparently I'm supposed to go to ABC today with my shoes filled with syrup. And proof that we are deeply in love, and we're still together. We've been married 46 years. She said on that day, I was 25 years old, she said, honey, would you like me to get Aunt Jemima or Log Cabin? That was it. Like, she didn't say, honey, are you unwell? So we went into the kitchen, loaded up, and I started running an experiment. I'm going to give you the super condensed version.
Okay.
The record at the agency that I was with was three jobs in a row, meaning read book, read book, read book. And it had been done three times. Excuse me, the record was four. It had been done three times where someone got three in a row.
Wow.
And here I am doing with food in my undershorts. I'm now tying the record. And I want the record, so I've tied it now, four in a row. And on the fifth audition, en route to the audition, I pulled over into a Ralph's grocery store in Sherman Oaks, walked in, went through the meat aisle, and got some Oscar Mayer bologna. And what's beautiful about bologna is that it is circular. And when you fold it in half, it doesn't fit well. It fits perfectly directly between your butt cheeks. And I went in and I started booking work with bologna in my butt cheeks, and I did it forever. And that record is still standing at nine jobs in a row.
Do you think, Glenn?
And the idea is that you don't care. You just don't care.
Do you think you'd have even more success if you put healthier food somewhere on your person?
You know, I think there's a case to be made for that.
Maybe some pure maple syrup. That is so great. And, you know, it's funny. The meetings I've been to over the years, I always found went better when I was distracted by something else, when I wasn't hyper-focused in the moment and talking too much or trying to be too funny or whatever it was. So I love that. I absolutely love that.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, do you advise people to do that?
Yes, but only every day. Only every day. And what I tell them is, when you walk in the room, here's the beautiful thing. You're certainly not going to advertise it.
Right.
You're an idiot if you do. Advertise it. You don't tell anyone your secret. But what happens is you have this identifiable radiance that you walk into the room with. And here's why. Because what you're feeling is, I know something you don't know. Right.
Oh, that's great. I think the bologna's good too. I bet better than like a pimento loaf that would cause trouble down the road, but I think that's great advice, Glenn. And tell me this. All right. So you give inspirational talks and you call them inspirational talks. You don't call them motivational talks. And I like that, but can you explain why? And also you say you like giving those more than you like acting. And can you tell me why
more than anything in my life? Because having made movies, and I still enjoy it, and believe me, the exposure that we get from it is life-changing. And so many doors have been opened for me in my life, courtesy of that exposure. So I'm not interested in stopping that. But the thing that is not satisfying by comparison is that anytime I'm in a movie or a television show, someone else is pulling the strings telling me what to say.
Uh-huh.
And nobody does that on stage. Those are my words coming unedited, unfiltered, directly from my heart. So it's me out there raw. There is no comparison. when you've made your living pretending to be another human being for 50 years, you know, you're running out of time and you're thinking, I would like for the world to get to know who I am.
Huh.
And I've been doing this. I've been speaking for 40 years, but now it's to the point where I don't have to make another movie as long as I live. I travel and speak to a lot of Fortune 500 companies, religious institutions, churches, mosques, ashrams, not any particular thing. Whatever anybody wants to talk about that is spirit-based, and we have massive quantities of fun. It's really good to have people remember who it is they really are and to remember that they are powerful and not weak by design. We got here by outswimming 500 million other competitors. That is the act of a champion, not a wussy.
That is fantastic, Glenn. That is great stuff. Where can people, if they wanted to book you, how would they go about that? Where could they find out more information?
We just send them off to Glenn Morshower, GlennMorshower.com.
Okay.
And there's a whole thing on my speaking there. And you can also go to YouTube and see my TED Talk.
I highly recommend it. It's great stuff. You're a terrific speaker, and I'm not surprised given your acting talents, but it is really great stuff, so I recommend all of you check it out. Glenn, we got a text from the 920. Brian says, in quotes, he obviously really liked what you said, "What's beautiful about baloney is it is circular." So you really broke it down properly for our listeners, and they appreciate that very much.
Well, think what would happen, Pete, if it was square. It really fits very poorly.
I don't
but
know
with
that
it being circular, you fold it in half. It's almost as though that's why they designed it that way.
I got to be honest, Glenn, and if I'm wedging bologna up there, I really don't pay attention to shape. It's traumatic enough. I'm not gonna split hairs over the minutia, but I will keep that in mind,
brother. You know that we. My wife and I, Carol and I, are both crazy about your sister, Julie.
Yeah, well,
we love Julie.
It's totally mutual, and I'm so glad she put us in touch. I'm sad I was in L.A. for 14 years, and I didn't get to meet you while I was out there, but I'm glad it worked out here tonight, and it's been so much fun getting to talk to you and getting to know you, buddy. So thanks so much for your time tonight.
Pleasure. We'll do it again. How long have you been back in Wisconsin?
About 10 years, but I've been doing radio for about a year, and I'm really digging it. So Wisconsin's a very easy place to live.
It.
Yeah. But I would.
Well, hang on to my number. Stay in touch, and it's an honor to have spent time with you tonight.
Absolutely. Let's do it again. I appreciate it, Glenn. Thanks so much. That's Glenn Morshower. Check out his website, Google his name, and Adda.com, and check him out on 24 and Bloodline and Friday Night Lights. Just a great actor and an even better dude. That was really fun. Conrad, what did you learn there?
Well,
he's a teacher.
Well, I just got to let you know, I am rocking ham, not bologna.
Okay.
Ham, okay?
All right.
And
it's a little leaner cut than bologna, I think.
I'm feeling better tonight. I'm not focusing on the show. I'm focusing on that ham.
I don't know if I want to hear that, but okay. From the 818, Bridget says, I would like a hug from Jennifer Aniston. She seems like a great person. I would like some of her energy to wear off on me. Oh, that's a great, okay. Did not think Jennifer Aniston. That's very nice. When we come back, folks, after a very short break, 7,000 Apart, John and Amelie will be here. They're going to drop their new song here on the show. You'll get to hear it tonight. And we will talk to them in just moments. Tomorrow night, join us for John McGivern. And we will be right back with more Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just another night is all that it takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby,
you're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underly or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us and continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back. This is exciting because there is no better way to cheer me up midweek with crummy conditions outside in the middle of winter. The best way to get through this is to welcome some old friends to the show, and they are luckily not in Green Bay right now, even though they spend a substantial amount of time here. They're joining us all the way from Sweden, even though they are staples on the music scene here in Northeast Wisconsin. 7,000 apart, Amelie and John join us now. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us back.
You're welcome. Anytime. It's always fun when you guys are on the show. And this is the first time you've been on over the stream. You usually come in, which is even more fun, but it's a little impossible right now.
I mean, we'll join you in a month or so if you'll have us back already then.
We'll be back soon. Yeah.
So you're coming back in a month?
Yeah, that's the plan. We're planning on spending a month this spring. Just to do some tour prep for summer and maybe play a couple shows and maybe drive down to Nashville. We'll see.
All right. Well, that's exciting. Absolutely. We'll have you back in here. And I know you have a new song. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what it's like performing in Sweden compared to Green Bay. It's just great to have you guys in the show. So how are things going in Amelie, your native land? And your adopted hometown, John, our home country.
Yeah. It's good. We're spending a lot of time in the studio right now. It's perfect. It might not be like a snowstorm right now, but it's really cold outside and it's very dark since it's so up north.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like Alaska north. And so the days during winter are pretty short. There's not a lot of sunlight, but that makes for really good studio hang days. And so that's what we've been doing. We've been writing and recording, and we are working on album number 3.
Yeah, it's basically I've just been in the studio for like 4 months, and that's pretty much all. So like I haven't talked to people, so I don't know if I know how to do this anymore. let's see.
Well, your wife will help you through it, and I'll help you through it, John. You've crushed it in the past. I have no doubt it's like riding a bike. But okay, so for those who are listening who maybe haven't heard your story before, give us a little background again. Tell us how you got together, how you guys met and became man and wife and a great duo musically.
Absolutely. So, yeah, as you might have guessed for those who are listening, I am from Sweden originally. And so I went as an exchange student when I was 17 to the U.S. and I could have ended up anywhere in the entire country, any state, any city. And I end up in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah, so we actually met in music theory class my senior year of high school, and we just
at Preble.
Right.
We just became good friends over music. Ended up dating that whole school year. Ended up having to decide if we wanted to be long distance or break up, and we Yeah, we ended up doing long distance for 3 years. So
wow.
I was studying in Kentucky and Amelie was in Sweden. We started 7,000 apart as just a way of like having something to talk about and something to do. And long story short, it ended up becoming our job. And yeah, we get to do this all the time now. So it's super, super fun.
So it is your full-time job, right? This is what you guys do. Oh, how fun. That's so great.
Yeah, it's incredible. We're so lucky and we're very, very happy we get to do what we do.
John, for the record, you're doing great. That was a really good answer.
Thank you. I'm trying really hard.
It's also, for the record, it's also quite late here in Sweden right now. So, okay. And since it's release day, we released a new song today. We've been working since, like, literally we opened our eyes this morning. I started my day, like, laying 2 hours in bed, you know, doing, like, admin work and sending the song to people. And, yeah, so it's been a long day, but we are so excited we get to end it with you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Likewise, right back at you. So let me ask you this, Amelie. I think this is funny because I remember there was an exchange student in Marinette where I went to high school who came from a different country that was also cold and the town was small, like the town he ended up in. And I'm like, this is kind of a cruel joke. Like, you want to go somewhere different. I mean, it worked out well for you going to Green Bay, but how different are the climates and where you lived in Sweden as to what it was like in Green Bay?
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. I was like, I could have ended up in like South Carolina or something.
Yeah.
But obviously it worked out well for me. I have no complaints. And at least like your summers are warmer. Like you get like proper summers. And sometimes you get like a day in the 70s in like November or like February. And those, I live for those days. Those days get me through the rest of winter. So we don't get that here because it's so even.
Okay.
But at the, like, on the other hand, like, it doesn't get as intense here. So, like, summers are lovely, unless they're rainy and at 50 degrees. But when it's, like, a good summer's day in Sweden, it's a good summer's day. We don't get the humidity.
It's normally, like, 70 to 72 degrees for, like, the whole summer.
Oh, wow.
It's, like, super great. Yeah.
So, what about you, John? Like, you're over there. You spend a lot of time over there. What do you prefer? If not the people, let's not talk about the people, but in terms of climate and, you know, just livability, how do you do over there compared to here?
I mean, I think it's very different and I'm very happy that I have like access to both countries. Like I think you get to a certain point where you're like, you want to be able to drive because we have all of our stuff in our van. And you want more space, you know?
We have like the smallest apartment in the world.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that when you live in a big city, that's something that you're going to have less space, right? Unless you want to live like really far out in the suburbs. And we live right downtown, which is great for walkability. We walk everywhere. But when you want to take your PA system and all your guitars to a gig, it's like
kind of awkward to take it on the subway.
Yeah.
So like you do that or take an Uber or So it's definitely like it's very different, you know. So I think it's nice having a mixture of both things. And I think my life would look very different if we had to choose only one country.
Yes.
For sure.
We are very happy we don't have to make that choice.
That is pretty cool. And John, I think you're officially warmed up. So I think after we do a quick after we do a quick news break, I think we can jump right into the good stuff. And we will hear the new song from 7,000 Apart. Very excited to have these guys on the show. The new song is called Souls and Soma's Scars. Am I saying that right, you guys?
Yeah, Soul and Soma's Scars. I know it's
hard to say.
It's alliteration, you know, it's a literary device. A lot of S's.
No, it works. I'm just not very bright. So, all right, we'll hear that when we come back. Great to have you guys. John and Amelie from 7,000 Apart are here. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A sigh of relief for Wisconsin researchers. For now, here's Lisa Hill with more.
A judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's cut to research funding through the National Institutes of Health. The NIH said it would be cutting all indirect research funding to 15% reimbursement. UW-Madison, for example, had an agreement with the federal government for 53% reimbursement. University officials say this move could significantly disrupt their efforts to find cures to cancer, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and all other kinds of research. Meanwhile, Wisconsin has joined a lawsuit against the Trump administration. In a press release, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call announced that the state will join 21 other states in the legal challenge. The lawsuit accuses the Trump administration, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the National Institutes of Health of unlawfully cutting the federal funding that supports medical and public health research. Governor Tony Evers called the cuts unconscionable. A judge has ruled that the move cannot take effect right now. They will be back in court 10 days from now.
The Town of Rome transfer site has new stickers, and they are being strict about the new rules. As of today, February 12th, the new stickers are required to use the transfer site. You will need proof of residency or proof of land ownership and license plate numbers to acquire the stickers. There is also a charge of $20 for the first sticker and $10 for each additional sticker. You can purchase the windshield stickers at the Town Hall Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. They're also available at Rome Outdoors. Contractors using the site must have a contractor's permit. They can't borrow the property owners. They must show proof that waste being disposed of is from a property in the Town of Rome. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a comedy to look forward to, starring a rock star duo of Bill Murray and Kristen Wiig. The two Saturday Night Live alums will headline the cast of Epiphany, which will be directed by Max Barbacow, who also directed Palm Springs. The plot sees Kristen Wiig as an heiress who has blown through her fortune and now has 2 weeks to marry a rich man or lose everything and end up homeless. She meets Murray's character, who is a math savant and billionaire. Really hoping there's no sex between the two leads in this film. As of February 14th, YouTube will be 20 years old. The social media platform, which started with people posting home movies and personal videos, has turned into a global phenomenon and a major studio that even makes feature films in 4K. According to Deadline, YouTube just reached another milestone. More people now use the TVs in their home when watching YouTube content than they do on their phones. Go figure. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Flurries and snow showers this evening, a cloudy sky overnight, and a low close to zero. For tomorrow, a clearing sky for the afternoon, highs into the low teens. Then snow chances return on Friday, accumulations likely again. Currently, it's 4.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Eve Galanter will be our guest as she talks about civics and civility and what we're teaching our high school kids and how you can get involved. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Isn't she pretty? Truly thinking.
just a dance party with two of my favorites, Sound Anomaly.
An online dance party.
Online dance party. That's all we can do. In our own places, yeah.
An online dance party, 7,000 apart.
Yes, exactly.
So, all right. So 7,000 apart is here with me tonight on Nightlight. Great to have these guys back. John and Amelie, they are in Sweden right now. They'll be back in a month. And then how long will you stay when you guys are back?
So this time just for a month, but then we're going to be back all the summer.
Oh, fantastic.
Playing all of the shows. Yeah.
I can almost hear you guys already on the Fox River here playing over at Hagermeister or some venue like that. So
yes.
Are there any other musical duos that you know of who are based in Sweden and Green Bay or even Sweden and America right now?
There's one other duo called Flora Cash that we found when we were just starting out because we were like, is this like a thing? Has anyone else done this before? And so he's from Minnesota and she's from Sweden. But I don't know if they ever go back to the US too much. They had a kid a few years ago and settled in like in the countryside in Sweden. So I think they're pretty just happy there.
But they've been doing really well.
They're releasing a bunch of music. So
Nice. All right. Well, speaking of new music, you guys have a new song. We just mentioned it earlier, Soul and Soma's Scars. This is off your third album, which we'll talk about also in just a minute. But let's hear the song. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Hope you like it.
Yeah. Here's the new song by 7,000 Apart, Soul and Soma's Scars.
Never thought I'd get this far with my soul and soma's scars.
We do too.
tell us about it. Where does that come from? Where did the inspiration come from? And what's going on there in the narrative?
Yeah. So we wrote an album called Feel Your Feelings. That was our previous album. And this was after we had written all of that, and we were in a session here in Sweden. We did a songwriting camp with a publisher, and we were teamed up with this producer. It was the last day of the camp. We had written for others all week, but this last day we got to write for us. And this is the song that came out. It's about going through something really, really difficult after that. You know, like after you've gone through something really hard and you're starting to see like the light again, and you're starting to appreciate the little things again, like a good cup of coffee and the sunlight, and you might be changed a little bit from like the tough experience, whatever that may be, but you have so much gratefulness for just being alive.
And wow. For the record, soma means body.
Yes, not everyone knows that. Like soma okay. is just yeah. a synonym for body.
So we didn't know that either, but we...
When we were writing yeah. it, I was looking for synonyms for body, and I got... Yeah, so it made sense.
Yeah, I thought it was like a girl's name or something. With
yeah, no.
pretty name.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
pretty name.
So, well, that's great. So tell us more about the third album, too. When will that... be out? How much more work do you have to do on it? And is there some type of theme yeah. to it that this song falls into?
Yeah, so it's actually, there's a few questions there. long story short, I guess the album is going to be coming out by the summer. So
in a physical form. Yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to be releasing songs monthly on Spotify and streaming services.
Yeah.
Nice. For the next year, basically. So people will be able to get the album physically this summer and like get it online, but like order the physical album, but they'll have to wait a year to be able to hear like online completely.
Yeah.
But yeah, what's the album called?
Yeah. So the album is going to be called Why Do We Do What We Do, which I know it's kind of it's a long title. But it's from one of our songs that we wrote last year. And it's a song about, you know, as artists, we give a lot of ourselves to do what we love. The world isn't set up so that everyone can be artists. And right. It can be very hard. And we pour so much of not just hard work, but so much of our souls and, you know, our emotions and everything into this thing that we're making. And it's not always that we get appreciation for that, or there's a lot of the hard work that goes unseen. And so this song is about that. And it made us bring out the question, why do we do what we do? Mm. And because we're getting a little bit older, and it's not an obvious choice of a career. It's not the safest. It's not the easiest. And so it's so important to know why you do what you do, especially when you're in a creative field. But in general in life, yeah. like right. if you're not anchored into why you make the choices that you make, it's it just makes things easier if you really know why you do what you do.
Yeah. Very well said. no, and that's a great answer. And somehow you guys are making it work. Bicontinent. Like, I don't know how you
don't
do
ask
that,
us but... how we don't either. We're just hoping the money on the bank doesn't run out. That's
you
all
just
we
find a way, right? I mean, and you just yeah. make it work.
Yes.
Do you ever hear comparisons to the Sundays? Do you know that band from the 90s?
No, but I'll write it. Will John's yeah, writing it down.
They have a song called Where the Story Ends, and the summertime. They had some really nice hits. You have a Amelie, you have a voice that reminds me a little bit of Harriet Wheeler, kind of that.
Oh, I love that.
You have like a sultry side of your voice as well, but it's also, there's a lot of emotion in it. Yeah, check them out. I'd be interested to know what you think about that.
Yeah, we get the cranberries sometimes.
Oh, I could see that too. I love yeah. the cranberries. Yeah,
we love the cranberries.
That
too.
Was a huge loss when Dolores,
I know.
Yeah, it's just awful. So your second album was produced in Nashville. That was kind of a big mm-hmm. deal. You worked with a big time producer. What's the story behind the third album? Is it a similar story? Or are you guys more self-producing? How's it working out so far?
Yeah. So that's what we realized with Soul and Soma Scars. It turned out to be like, we felt like the best quality produced song that we've ever put out. And the craziest part of it is the whole song was written and produced in a total of 8 hours.
In this studio.
In this studio. Really? So we literally sat here with no ideas to a finished song in 8 hours, including eating lunch and going for a walk.
Yeah.
And I think that there was something about that process that changed how we looked at making music. Mm. It ended up being like, if we can make something that we absolutely love in 8 hours, you know, with a producer, and like we saw the whole process, like literally his computer was right here. And I was watching him do what he was doing. And I was just like, for those of you who don't know, I guess I went to audio production school for recording music and stuff. But I always felt like, you know, we need to hire someone who like has won a Grammy or done something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then this summer, people were like talking about some of their favorite songs that we've released, and they're songs that I actually had produced.
No kidding.
And they
were also did produce most of side B. Like you did like 70% of Feel Your Feelings side B.
Yeah.
And then our amazing producer Femke did the rest. But like John, like he's done a lot of awesome things. It was just like that last little like 10-20% that you were missing.
And yeah, so we kind of realized, we're like, let's just produce it ourselves. We can make it faster. We can put more of ourselves into the music. We don't have to wait months to get a reply. It can just be like,
right,
you know, hey, can you change these three things?
Yeah, we don't have to wait for someone else's schedule. We can just do it. And so John has been in like proper like production school, I would say, but like online. So he's been like watching all of the YouTube videos, all of the tips and tricks, getting all of the computer programs and plugins that he needs. And he's doing an incredible job. And so in a month, you get to hear the next song that that he has produced. Yeah.
And like, we have like 26 songs that we're choosing from. So
oh, no kidding.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Getting it down to 8?
12 is 12? The goal.
Okay.
But yeah.
It's a little easier.
But still so many babies that are not going to make the cut this time.
Well, that's why you make a fourth album, right? That's you can save some of them. John and Amelie from 7,000 Apart are my guests right now here on Nightlight. They are in Sweden at the moment. We'll be back in Green Bay in a month. We'll have them certainly on the show then when they can come in person too. But this is working out just fine, you guys. Do you write music or lyrics first when you compose a song? Or is there a rule to it, or just how it works out in that moment?
I would say it's very different. Like sometimes John will just come up with some chords and or like make a track, and then I will just improvise some melody on top of it.
Okay.
Sometimes we start with like an idea of like, oh, this would be a cool title, or ooh, this phrase is really cool, and we build some lyrics from that, and then I start like improvising a melody over that.
I think we've done a lot of different things. Like, I mean, the biggest thing is we tend to work together, like with the process. So if I start something, Amelie's going to be super involved in it. If we start something together, like it's, you know, it's very much a collaborative process. And I think that that's something that like is incredibly nice with being in a duo. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Paul and John from the Beatles, like they also had the ability to like, you know, share ideas right away and get instant feedback. Yeah. And they didn't always agree. And I think
that's a good thing.
That's a good thing, because it makes something interesting, you know?
Yeah. And we complement each other really well. Like John is phenomenal at both guitar and piano, and is great at coming up with different like little hooks and really good
and
chords.
And does vocals.
Yeah.
And melodies and stuff. And
I love it.
She's very picky.
It's, well, it's working for you guys. We'll have just a couple more minutes with 7,000 Apart. We'll hear one more song from them. And then I want to ask you guys about a cause that you've embraced from your own personal experiences, too. We'll do that, and then we'll wrap things up after a very short break here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't punish me with brutality.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
If you've thought about contributing to a Roth IRA, but you made too much money during your working years, you can have a second chance through a Roth conversion. As you may know, a Roth IRA provides tax-free withdrawals, provided you've had the account at least 5 years and you're at least 59 and a half. A Roth's income limits may have kept you from contributing. However, you can convert your traditional IRA to a Roth. It's not hard to do, but there's a catch. You'll have to pay taxes on the pre-tax dollars you convert. See your tax advisor before making a conversion. If it's appropriate for your situation, you may find that owning a Roth IRA can benefit you and your family for years. This is Clay Kanoke with Edward Jones in Wisconsin Rapids at 715-421-0958.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back. Got a few more minutes here with our friends, John and Amelie from 7,000 Apart High School Sweethearts, who are making it work no matter what continent they are on. And they happen to be in Sweden tonight, and they're joining us over the stream. Let's get this other song played so that we don't run out of time. I love this song. I think you've played it in the studio before, if I'm not mistaken. But this is another song from 7,000 Apart. We just heard their newest song. Soul and Sama's Scars. This song is called Started a Fire, and then we'll be back to wrap things up with John and Amelie.
I'm tired of being second best. I'm sick of the feeling when they choose someone else. Tired of knocking at this door that everyone's been at before. I started.
great song. I love that song. It's fun, watching you, Amelie. When you're here, you're bouncing out of your chair. And I love that you're doing it all the way overseas like that, too. It's just great that you feel your own music. And that song, when you guys have done it in the past, in the studio, I never heard that electric before, because I think, John, you typically have like an acoustic with you. That sounded fantastic. I've never heard that version before.
Yeah, so great. it's actually a good friend of ours who played in a really, really big band called Sabaton, which is a metal band from Sweden. And he was there, one of their lead guitarists. And we just asked him, and he did this solo for us, which is so insane. Great.
They co-headlined with Judas Priest.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's like at the level they're at.
Oh,
they're
How
so
fun.
That he said yes was absolutely incredible. And it's such a fun feature.
He's awesome in general.
Oh, he's such a sweetheart. Yeah.
You guys, we just have about a minute left, unfortunately. But can you tell us just quickly a little bit about how you incorporate how important mental health is to you into your music? And I know that's a kind of a mission of yours. And we just have about 60 seconds. But if you could give us a rundown.
Absolutely. Yeah. So on Soma Scars, the song that we released today is a testament to that, too. It's something that we both have struggled with, and it's something
mental health
is, and it's so important to break that stigma. I think it's so easy to go to the doctor for a broken leg, but it's a lot harder when you're feeling depressed or you're struggling with anxiety or panic attacks. We're not as likely to go to the doctor for that. And
right.
I think it's so important to talk to your friends and family and your doctor about how you're feeling mentally and not just physically. And so by sharing our own stories, we're hoping that we can inspire others to care about their mental health as much as they care for their physical.
And what better way to do that through the music you guys give us? It's so great. Thank you so much for your time again, as always. Please let us know when
Thank
you're
you
back and
me.
We'll have you in, and we'll have some more fun. We'll have an in-person dance party as opposed to
over
the stream here.
Absolutely.
All right. Good luck with the rest of the trip, you guys. We'll talk to you
Thank
soon.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we'll see you soon.
All right. That's John and Amelie from 7,000 Apart. Tomorrow night on the show, John McGivern is here to make the popcorn pick of the week. He is the host of Main Streets and a public television legend. John will be here tomorrow night at 6:35. And then we welcome Nick Wattier. We'll be here in studio from the Green Bay Film Festival talking about a giant spider invasion event they have coming up right down the street here very soon. That will be more fun on Nightlight tomorrow. Thank you so much for being with me tonight, everybody. Thanks to Glenn Morshower, 7,000 Apart, all your texts and calls on behalf of the lovable producer. Boy, really buried that.
You messed that one up.
I don't think people know what I said. They need to know you're the lovable producer, Conrad. I can't spit that out. All right. We'll be back to do it all tomorrow night. Thanks so much, folks. Good night, Wisconsin. I'll take you to your best friend's house. Mama made, we're making out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take you to your best friend's house. I love you, and I love you.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This week on The Rational Revolution, our dear friend Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner brings Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about January 6th.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete civic media lineup at This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Snowstorms move across much of the country with more expected in the coming days. In California, the National Weather Service says Los Angeles is in for a heavy rain that will last about 12 hours starting tomorrow afternoon. KNX's Craig Figner.
They have been in storm prep mode for a week. That's what the director of public works for LA County, Mark Pestrella, is saying about this latest storm zeroing in on Southern California.
And we're very comfortable. We're not going to lose control. Are our reservoirs, all 154 of them, are they clean to receive the mud and debris we expect to come off of the slopes? So we are in a state of readiness with those facilities.
People with homes still standing in the Eaton fire disaster zone, Altadena, they are being allowed to stay despite the threat of rock and mudslides. Craig Figner for CBS News, Los Angeles.
President Trump speaks with the presidents of Russia and Ukraine, and as CBS's Jennifer Jacobs reports,
he told us his phone call with President Putin.